Ask the Podcast Coach for January 31st, 2015. That's right. January's done.
Let's get ready to podcast.
And now we dance. Hey, it's Saturday morning. Welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting. Jim is out on assignment today. I think that's what we'll officially say. Joining me is, hey, don't be fooled by cheap imitations, buddy. We have the real Brian from ProfitCast. How's it going, buddy?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing really well. How about you?
Oh, it's, you know, it's Saturday. It's 18 degrees. It's Super Bowl weekend. And, you know, we can learn a lot as podcasters from Super Bowl weekend. Man, there are a lot of really bad interviews going on. I listened yesterday, and they're interviewing a guy. Here was the deal. And he says, the interviewer, Jim Rome in this case, right, renowned. I don't know if athletes are the best subject. Maybe that's it. And there's a guy that played 8 years in Tampa Bay, but he grew up in Oakland. And now he's playing for Oakland. And so Jim asked him, hey, what was it like? You know, this is your hometown. What was it like when you put on the silver and the black for the first time? And I'm like, what do you really expect the guy to say? Oh, I hated it. You know, it was, just.
Yeah. It was the worst day of my life, you know. I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
They paid me well, so. Yeah.
When Aaron Rodgers lost that game, you know, they actually asked him, hey, the last two possessions, you did like three and out and three and out. You know, what were your thoughts on that? And he goes, they weren't very good. And I'm like, you know, what do you expect the guy to say? It was ridiculous. So, but hey.
Isn't that the way that most of these interviews go, though?
Yeah.
When it comes to this, you know, man, you went out there and you lost. How do you feel right now? You know, it's the biggest game ever and you just blew it.
Hey, well, here's the fun thing alive.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio just let me know that it dropped my call.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm going to, here, while we do, this is where I toss it to you. And you have a bit of a radio background. So fill us in on that background while I dial back in.
Fill you in on the background. Okay, man, radio. So let's see. Radio, I started that back in the 90s. And you know what's really funny is I actually did a little bit of radio stuff for a radio station then, but I also was in high school in the 90s. I'm dating myself now.
Okay.
But yeah, so we started our little high school radio station. I did college radio. I did local radio in the area. Did radio in Denver, did online radio. And then radio went obsolete and jumped into podcasting. You know, you what, I tried to do podcasting while on radio as well, but I didn't know what I was doing back then. It was quite a few years ago.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Right.
And right then.
I feel much more at peace that she's talking to me in an English accent.
I think we should just talk like this the rest of the time.
Exactly. When Jim told me he couldn't be here this week, I was thinking, you know, who should I come to fill the shows? And then I was thinking about this, so I brought a little clip for you, Brian. This is why I like Brian. You ready for this?
Isn't there something missing that I normally say before the whole where passion meets profit?
Let's rock it!
It's going to be awesome.
Let's rock it!
So let's rock it! Thank you so much. Seriously, keep it going. Keep the contact up. I love it. Having a great time with this. I hope you are too. It's really exciting. Let's rock it! So let's rock it. Well, this goes to 11.
Hey! Woo! Let's rock it! Too soon, man! Come on! Hey! Woo!
That was my favorite.
Hey! Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
man, that's funny.
I'm so excited to be here right now. I can't even tell you. Let's rock it. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, well, let's rock it. He's a cool guy. So much more. It's going to be fun. Let's rock it. So let's rock it. It's going to be amazing. Let's do it. Let's rock it. This is ProfitCast, and we're just getting started.
That's right. Just getting started. I love your energy, man. I was like, this guy will wake me up on Saturday. ProfitCastUniverse.com. And
did you hear the story about the Let's Rocket this week?
No, I know. I just heard you say it wasn't an accident, right?
Yeah. Okay. I thought it was. Well, I mean, it was sort of an accident. It was one of those things where I said it the first time, and then I thought, oh, that was fun. I'll say it next week. That was fun. I'll keep doing it, and then all of a sudden, I can't do a show without it.
Yeah, I can't find somewhere I came up with personal podcast coach. I don't know where. It wasn't planned, wasn't written down, and it was kind of the same thing. I was like, yeah, that kind of explains what I am. So it's one of the things you just kind of keep it going, and, you know, there we go. Well, hey, we do have open phone lines, by the way. We have jingles and everything, Brian. Isn't it fun?
Woo!
That's right. 347-850-8007. 347-850-8007. We'll talk about whatever the heck you want. You get your podcast questions answered live. We've got the chat room. If you go out to askthepodcastcoach.com/live, we are there every Saturday morning at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we've got our typical cast of characters out there. And if I haven't said in a long time, I really appreciate the chat room. And we always just chat it up here. And one of the things that I got into is it a tiff or a discussion? I haven't figured this out yet. I know Paul Culligan brought this up a while ago about do you need a website for your podcast? And I think we'll all agree that you need a website. This is where you get into that. Can I podcast without a website? You can, barely, but you could. But the thing that I see, and this is one of the things that I try to coach people through, is there are a couple things that will kill your podcast. Number one, top of the list, babies. Babies will kill your podcast. Number two, I've seen a lot of people get hung up on the intro music. You know, where they just can't find that right. And I understand that you have a vision, but it's a bummer when, you know, somebody's gone through, they've spent money on microphones and they've got the logo, they can't find the right music. And I'm like, oh, come on. You know, Mark Maron, when he started off, was playing AC/DC. And like, excuse me, guys, but that's illegal, you know. And then the other one is the website. And so I was trying to coach this guy, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, what's that first episode about? Let's talk about that first episode. And he's interested in banners and themes. And so the question was, he was kind of, and maybe I misunderstood what he was saying, was he was saying, you know, will a better theme build a better audience? And I was like, I don't, in the long run, I don't know. This is where I thought I would throw it out to the group today. Do you go to a website for a podcast, Brian? I know I just realized I just found a new podcast in iTunes. I've never been to the guy's website ever.
You know, when I go to websites, it's if I know that the person has good content or maybe they've said, hey, go to the website and check this out. So any kind of a call to action, you know, if there's a link there or something like that. But or you know, the other thing, too, is if there's really good show notes, I'll go there just because sometimes I'll be listening and I'll be like, wait, what, you know, what was that? And I'm going to go look it up and that kind of thing. So, but other than that, no. I mean, if you know, even I don't even write that good of show notes just because
they're
I don't
pain.
Enjoy writing very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like bullet points. You know, Daniel and I did that crossover episode last week or whatever it was. And then it was funny because I made a little joke in there saying that his show notes would be, you know, extensive. And then mine would be, you know, just this little leaflet or something kind of thing. And so I went over to his show and I'm like, see, this is why I go to his site, because you know, I'm reading all this stuff and this is fantastic, but yeah. I wouldn't go to my own. But yeah, so there you go. I just learned something right there.
Yeah, it's speaking of Daniel J. Lewis, we're gonna take a 10-second tangent and then we'll come back to websites. Before I forget, Daniel J. Lewis today, guest on the New Media Show at so when we get done at this show, just we'll all run over to New Media Show and he will be the guest over there. But yeah, when I got to interview Pat Flynn, and actually when I read his book and how he got his whole, I forget what his first thing, it was on some sort of training for security people, or I forget what his original gig was, that he found his ebook and everything like that. But he had just written, it was to pass a test for drafting or whatever, architecture, something like that. And he had written all these notes in the cloud that he was going to use to pass this test. And that's what then became his blog, which then went gangbusters. And, you know, he's guys making $9,000 in a month without even trying back then. And so to me, when I look at that and I hear that, I'm like, okay, so maybe that's how I should write show notes. You know, it's like that somebody could use the detail for a test. And I'm like, but that's, you said my favorite phrase. I hate writing. And it's like, it's the last, for me, if I was smart, I would do them first, right? I would write my show notes, not so much so I could read them, but just so I can organize my thoughts.
and then, you know, fire up the mic, go from there. And that way I've already got those done. Cause I don't know about you, but I do them last when I'm tired. It's, it's pushing on 1 a.m. or whatever it is, or I'm up against the deadline, you know, and it's like, that's always no fun. But,
So let me ask you this though. Like if you're doing show notes from, okay. So there's a couple ways to look at show notes is that, you know, having that detailed aspect is, you know, very helpful for the end user. Right. But then again, if you do too detailed of show notes, what's the point of listening to the episode?
Yeah, that is, I have two schools of thoughts on that. It depends on what you're doing. I mean, on one hand, and that's the whole fun of podcasting. It's all just opinion. There's no, in the immortal words of Cliff, right? Don't should me. On one hand, I go, well, if I still gave them value and they read it, isn't that mission accomplished? But on the other hand, you want those download numbers to go up. It's like,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, I don't know how that works that way. But I can see in the chat room, everybody is saying how the love of show notes is being expressed in big, bold letters.
Yeah. See, this is when, you know, when we can, we hire our VAs to do something like this.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy, I don't know his name. I just found his blog. I think he's called the Show Notes Guy. And I knew that was a matter of time before somebody came up and said, I'll do those for you. I'm just waiting for somebody to do it that doesn't want, you know, $150 an episode or something like that. It's a little crazy at that. We do have a question it just rolled off the screen. Backstage Pass. Did you have a podcast called Backstage Pass?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, what's going on, man? Hey, so yeah, I did have that was my second official podcast. And I interviewed Christian hip hop artists. Actually had a really good time doing that. But there was a number of reasons that kind of went off. It was unfortunately the industry itself was very difficult to work with, music in general. Legality, you know, speaking of royalty music, you know, in the beginning, we got to a point where, you know, you had to get permission from the artists, which was good. But then if they were signed to record labels, then here you are working on.
Yeah. A lot of time.
It was a nightmare. Yeah. Oh yeah. But yeah, it was hard. It was hard getting them scheduled and it was hard growing the thing and it was hard working with people. And then there was some division in the industry and stuff too. And that's the unfortunate thing when you mix passion and music with, what's the nice term of the music industry?
Weasels.
Nice term for that?
I think, weasels? I think David Letterman referred to them as weasels. Yes.
Yeah. it's interesting, but no, I mean, it was a good run though. It was one of those moments. I loved it. And I wish it was something I could. Yeah.
Well, and that's the other one. I mean, that's a classic reason why, you know, people just stop podcasting is it becomes too hard. The pain of creating an episode is, you know, you're like, it's such a pain in the rear end that way.
And that goes along with interviews too, because you got to schedule people and, you know, that's why there's a lot of interview shows, right? And people are starting to find out, man, this is tough trying to keep people engaged on time so that I actually have a show.
Yeah. I've got, there's a new... We were talking crowdfunding last week and there's a new service came out called Joyride. And they're like, if you don't, they have some huge claim, like if you don't make $1,000 a month, blah, 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 you know, this is like, oh, hold on, time out. Wait a second. I'm not sure what coast, what country they're in, but trying to find a time when we can get together, it's scheduling could be, even if you have schedule once or a point letter, Calendly or insert your favorite, you're still time zones especially. And I've had a lot of about the time you think you got it right, that's when you're like, you show up at 5 o'clock and you're like, where are they? And then they show up at 6 and you're like, what happened? They're like, oh, I'm on Central Time and you're on Eastern. And it's always fun. So we did a couple things. This is where last week, Brian, we're going to talk to you in a bit about as well. I consider your podcast a journey podcast. We'll talk about that. But one of the journeys we did last week was we gave something away. I did a survey of my audience. I asked them, you know, here's, you know, basically things about my show, in this case, the School of Podcasting. And I gave them I wanted something really to entice people to take the survey. And it worked. I actually had over 100 people sign up for that. And it's not easy to get people to take a survey. And we gave a year subscription to, in this case, Henry Jasper, who was number 67 that Jim pulled out of a hat. And Henry had sent us a little clip, so we're going to play that.
Nice.
Hey, Dave, this is Henry from the soon-to-be-launched Voices That Carry podcast, and I am just calling in to say thank you. I took your survey and won a free year at the School of Podcasting, and I could not be more excited. Dave, thanks for your generosity, not only with this free year of subscription, but also with the hours and hours of free content that has been so helpful and inspiring to me. Keep up the awesomeness, and I can't wait to get started. Thanks, man.
And one of the things I've heard you talk about, Brian, is, you know, kind of have that mentality of serving your audience. And that, like, when I got that back in, I was like, okay, kind of mission accomplished kind of thing, because I could hear the excitement in his voice, and he's all like, the soon to be released. And I was like, so, you know, if you get a chance to give something to your audience, I vote give something to your audience, because that was a lot of fun. And the other thing that happened last week is both Jim and I, where are you located at, Brian?
Colorado.
Colorado. Do you know if there are any kind of like podcaster meetups out there?
No, see, this is the problem with Colorado, is that there are, I think Greg Hickman's in Denver, but that's about all I know. I've been trying to find people in Colorado.
Yeah, because I started up a Cleveland podcaster meetup, and Jim has one out in Omaha. And so we actually got some feedback from Michael Ray, who's a regular caller to the show. And here was his feedback. Mike left to do production.
Hey, Dave and Jim.
Or Brian.
Just a little information for you. We had a meeting in Omaha, podcasters type user group, and it was really a lot of fun and really a lot of good information. People kind of pinned me to the mat on what my avatar was. You know, I was kind of acting like a slippery pig at a county fair, but they got me nailed down. So where I kind of understand where I need to be. So, anyway, I advise people, if you're out there, if there's some kind of group, you know, join that, because what I learned from Jim Collinson is how to use Skype on my board. And I'll tell you something. I was so excited when I got there. I thought, you know, I think I scared half of them, you know, because I was just talking so fast. And I think Jim kind of looked like one of them poodles with his head kind of kilted sideways. You know, didn't really know what I was, you know, where I was going to go next. But I made my first international Skype call to Germany, to the guy that did this intro here, John Paul, and he can be reached at MrMush2014@gmail.com. That's kind of one of his names there, and which led me to another podcast to help me learn. I have ADHD, so, you know, this...
Join the club.
I was listening to a lot of those podcasts, and it's like, you know, they're kind of like, you know, they're kind of clinical. They're kind of clank, clank, clank. But this one called Distracted by a guy named Mark Patey, P-A-T-E-Y. I think that's how you pronounce his name. But they had a lot of fun, had a lot of good information and a lot of fun. They wasn't all sticks in the mud and whatnot. So I see where, you know, ADHD can be up sometimes at the same time, but, anyway, I'm going to leave on this one exit here on this. He did something about a bus stop, but it's him talking to some guy, so, or himself or something. So anyway, have a good day, and thanks a lot, Jim. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
There you go. So let's see.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay.
Could you tell me where the nearest bus stop is?
You're standing right next to it, sir.
I hadn't noticed because... Well, frankly, my eyes are still closed.
Maybe you should try opening your eyes.
Maybe you should try shutting your mouth. Okay, gotta go. Here
okay.
Comes the bus.
So people are having fun. That's the...
yeah, I love it.
Well, a couple weeks ago, Michael Ray was like, microphone, schmicrophone, what? What's that? He was brand spanking new, and now he and his buddies are making all sorts of... fun-filled intros and things like that. Yeah. Voices. Yeah. We can do the rest of the show like that.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
I think if I can do that guy.
Excellent.
We should have some fun, man.
Well, that's the one thing I like about your show. That when I played the clip when you went like, whoo, I was like, all right, this guy is having fun. Yeah.
I tell you what, when I get behind the microphone, it's just like all bets are off. So,
well, one of the things I always tell people, because they're, you know, here he's saying they're trying to have him nail down his avatar. And that was one of the things at the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup. Somebody said, what if you don't know? Like, what if I'm just starting out? you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I said, well, if you just want to get in and have fun, you know, there are a lot of podcasters, Mignon Fogarty, who's been on Oprah, and Callie Lewis, who does geekbrief.tv, who's going to have this huge presence at the National Association of Broadcasting and New Media Expo. She's got a whole big booth for her. It's a whole video podcast thing. Both those people, that's their second podcast. They didn't like strike gold with their first one. And I'm like, you know, get in and, you know, you started off with your backstage thing. You know, It's like, it's not, not a big deal if you start over. And so, the thing I liked about ProfitCast is when you came on, you kind of came on and said, hey, for the record, right now, at least I'm not like, I'm here to learn about, you know, we're going to figure out how to monetize your podcast, but I haven't figured that out yet. And I thought that was the coolest thing, because you're just so open and just transparent. And that's kind of been, your podcast has been just kind of the journey of this, okay, talking to experts and trying things yourself. And that's the one things I really like about it. I always tell people, you know, you don't have to be the expert. There's a great example. Her name is Joanna Penn. She does a show called The Creative Pen. And when she started, she wanted to figure out how to self-publish a book. And so she did kind of like you did. She went out and interviewed all these experts. And it's interesting because now at different conventions about writing and such, they now ask her, because now she is the expert on, you know, self-publishing and things of that nature. So, so you've kind of been doing a little retrospective on your show lately, kind of thinking back and like,
oh my.
So what are your thoughts at this point? I should know this. How many episodes in are you?
32.
Yeah. So you've been doing it a while. You've got a little.
Yeah.
So
about 7 months now.
Yeah. So if you were
That's crazy.
Yeah. Any thoughts looking back at this point that like, I should have done this, or I'm glad I did this, or.
You know, see, that's the hard question right there, is should I have done something different? I would have to say no, simply because I wouldn't have known to do anything different at the time. So, you know, I'm looking back there. What was it? Episode 30, 2 weeks ago. I was kind of, you know. I was a little down on myself, and it was so funny because I had a few people call, you know, write me in later and saying, man, this was a bummer of an episode. And I'm thinking, oh shoot, that wasn't the intention. You know, the intention is just to be real and honest, like, okay, this is the struggle I'm dealing with right now, as we're always looking at we should always be looking at our podcasts and making sure that it's delivering value, because if it's not, then
oops,
shut it down kind of thing, you know? Yeah, exactly. So I was kind of in that moment going, is this delivering value? I don't know. I need to make sure. And, you know, I thought it was, but was curious just to know if people were resonating. So I was asking a lot of those questions and then trying to figure out if I was on the right page as far as the direction. I had interviewed, obviously, a lot of people over 2014, kind of the end of that. And I was going, I don't really want this to just be an interview show. I never did in the first place. So I said, well, let's do a few new things. I'll still do interviews, but let's mix things up a little bit. Let's try some things out. And interestingly enough, that episode, as much of a downer as people said it was, I got a lot of feedback. So it was probably some of the most interaction I ever received.
Well, see,
that was kind of fascinating.
I like that episode because, without sounding completely cliche, it was real. You know what I mean? For me, it's weird. I do a weight loss podcast, and the reason people like it is because I keep losing weight and then finding it. And I hear a lot of people go, I'm glad to see I'm not the only person that struggles with this stuff. And so when you did that episode, I'm like, all right, I'm glad I'm not the only one that's sitting there going, you know, if I quit tomorrow, would they, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I like that aspect that I was like, all right, here's a guy that I can, you know, I instantly related to that. Then when you can relate to the host, you know, there's that another block in building that bridge of that relationship that people, you know, like, oh, okay. And, you know, the fact that you tried something new, I thought that was cool. And since he's in the chat room, Ryan, you are now a button. You always have to remember,
no one will punch you in the face,
you know, if you try something new. No one will. So Ryan has been promoted to soundbite button now.
Love it.
Yes. So,
oh, hey, hold on real quick. There was a question for me about what kind of cans I'm using.
Oh.
AKGs, 240s. That's what I love.
There you go. Is there like a standard when you were bopping around the different radio stations? Is there like a standard, like, everybody uses the same headphones kind of? I know a lot of times radio stations, they use RE20s for the mics and, you know,
RE20s and the Shure's the SM7s? Is that what that is? It's been a while since I've used one of those. Those are the mics, but when it comes to headphones, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, I heard about Leo using these, and I got these years ago, And I can have these on 8 hours a day and forget they're on kind of thing. They're so comfortable.
What are they? AKG?
AKG 240s.
Any?
Yeah, here we go. Let me put it up to the, there you go. Can you see it right there?
Ah, there
focus.
You go.
Focus. Yeah.
Try
it. Is that even legible?
I can see the AKG, but you're asking the wrong guy. My vision is blurry naturally.
Yeah, the K240 is the model. K240.
And this
fantastic.
This is where it's fun because it'll take about 2 seconds for somebody in the chat room to throw a link to Amazon and.
Yeah. Well, since I can't be an affiliate, go for it.
Right. Exactly. So, well, we should mention, of course, as always, we do have open phone lines. You know.
Yes.
Quickly get in line before they fill up. That number is 347-850-8007, 347-850-8007. Of course, we're at askthepodcastcoach.com/live, which is the one thing that I'm still not used to. You know, when you're doing something live, people jump in the middle, and you're like, oh, that's why you kind of have to keep repeating yourself and that whole nine yards. So we do talk occasionally about the news, and I thought this was interesting. Did you, as a radio person, did you ever listen to Howard Stern?
Oh yeah, periodically. I got to tell you, I didn't get into his style very much, but I listened for him for the sake of trying to learn from his techniques.
That's it.
Periodically,
I had a free month when I just got a new car recently, and it just expired. I'm kind of like, oh, because like he interviewed Barbara Walters, and I learned more about Barbara Walters that I'd never heard of before. And it wasn't, you know, he was very respectful. He didn't ask her about sex or whatever, which you would kind of expect. So it was very respectful, and just like her sister and her daughter, and like basically her daughter kind of said Barbara Walters wasn't the best mom, and she kind of politely said, you know what, you weren't exactly the best daughter either. And I was like, wow, okay. Didn't expect that. But there was a comedian that used to be basically in the background writing jokes for him, and he would chime in. His name was Artie Lang. And Artie has been on Mad TV. He's, you know, a stand-up comic, goes around. But Artie's a troubled dude. He basically was an heroin addict. He got more or less fired from the Stern Show because he would, you know, heroin does nasty things to your body. And he would basically be sleeping on the job, literally on the radio. He'd be sleeping. And they made a gag out of it. But when he got let go, he tried to kill himself. He stabbed himself multiple times. The good news is he's turned himself around and he's gotten on other radio shows. I know he had a radio show or a TV show on the Dish Network with another comedian because he's a really big sports guy. And to finally get to the point, Artie now has a podcast. And you're like, well, okay, a comedian has a podcast. That's really not news, Dave. But here's the news. He was offered a show on satellite radio and turned it down. And that's when I went. And so what he's doing is, I don't know if he has anything free, but he's charging $7 a month and they do like 2 shows a week. And he said he just loves the freedom. He goes, not that there wasn't freedom on satellite radio, but I think the fact that you still kind of have to follow a format, you know, traffic and weather on the tens or whatever that kind of stuff is.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I'm tempted to go over and subscribe just to hear, you know, number one, just to reverse engineer and see what technology they're using to handle the whole, because you get an RSS feed that you can throw in that. And that's the only thing that I saw that I was like, oh, he's got to be pulling his hair out because he's not a super technical guy. And his page has, you know, if you're on an Android phone, here's how you subscribe to the podcast. If you're on an iPhone. So they have all this list of helping his audience get into the technology because it's not just, you know, go to iTunes or go to podcasts or whatever and type Artie Lang, because this is all premium stuff. And I thought, oh, there's the good news is he's making $7 a pop for each person, you know, plus it allows him to, he said the reason he liked it is, number one, he controls the schedule. It's still going to allow him to do his stand-up, which is what he loves, but yet he has the freedom of the, you know, he doesn't have to do it 5 days a week or whatever the heck they wanted. So I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. Another person jumping into the pool. And Pauly Shore, I've yet to even listen to that one. The speaking of weasels,
he looks like one.
Yeah, I see where Pauly Shore has started a podcast. And that's where back in the day, it was me and Gary Leland from Podcast Pickle and Paul Culligan from Paul Culligan and the Podcast Report and Rob Walsh from Libsyn. I used to do a show called Today in Podcasting, and it was kind of interesting because like news like that would be news. And then it, like everybody started launching podcasts, and it really, you know, it's like, okay, great. You know, whatever. Singer, maker of sewing machines, launched a podcast or something. And it was like, yeah, okay, that's not really news anymore. So, that was, I saw that and I was like, well, that's kind of different, but, yeah. What, let's see, do I have, I use, Soundbite for all the clips here. And
yeah, great program, by the way.
I thought I would put you on the spot, except I don't know. Here we go. And you can cheat with your phone. We'll do one of these.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
So, Brian, do you remember what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? And if you could tell me a little bit about them.
Well, so this is kind of funny a little bit because I don't know if you guys knew that I was doing Arrow Squad, and then Central City Underground is kind of my fan podcast for Arrow and the Flash. Well, I stopped doing the Central City Underground podcast, just, you know, the whole laser focus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Start focusing and yeah. Anyway, I had to let something go. So that was the one I had to let go. But anyway, I was listening to that one to see what the new hosts were doing. So that's one of them. I listened to Eventual Millionaire because I was trying to find something. And I can't remember what I was looking for.
is that Jamie Tardy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She had somebody on there and, oh man. Anyway, I can't remember who it was off. I've been all over the place. This whole week's been insane for me, but, that was one. And gosh, those are the two I listened to this week. I actually went on a little bit of an information diet for a while because I was listening to way too many podcasts and I was not getting anything done, kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Well, that, and I've had, I've done the same thing. I used to subscribe to a lot of comedian podcasts and that same thing where like value, like at the end, cause I'm kind of expecting, call me weird. If I turn into a comedian podcast, I'm kind of expecting to laugh. I mean, that's the goal of
yeah.
And they're just doing interviews and of people I don't know and care about. And I kind of went, yeah, next to that. Mike Dell in the chat room. Boy, I forgot about this one. Starbucks came out with a podcast. And it was literally, let me imitate the Starbucks. This is our French roast, blah, blah, blah. And it was literally like this. You go, you hear.
Oh, that's
and good. Like you'd hear them like sipping the coffee. You know, almost like the guy in Silence from the Lambs, you're like, yeah, exactly.
Beans.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, okay, you guys, do you know this is audio? You know, now it would have been interesting to like, I don't know, maybe behind the scenes of like, you know, whatever happened to Juan Valdez or.
Yeah. Hello, Clarice. That's what happened to Juan. You know, it's funny because I roast my own coffee and I got to, somebody said I should start a coffee podcast, you know, with roasting my own. And I'm thinking, what would I do? Like sit here and sip coffee. Exactly. You know, you're sitting here going like,
this is good stuff.
Like chocolate covered blueberries or something.
I need to test this out. I see where Dan Kramer in the chat room, jinglepalette.com. I'm going to click that link as we speak.
Ooh.
And I think I tried this once. Is it pink? Yes, I did try this before. And I remember there was something about it that confused me. Something with the timer where it kept trying to, but yeah, I remember that. That actually is pretty cool. Now the problem I have with this show is that runs on obviously your PC and, you know, I have the, you know, octopus of cables that are running around to produce this show. You know, I couldn't play Jingle Palette on this machine because that's where Brian is. So I can't send sound out to this. And then, so if Brian's going to hear those, hence why I have the iPad. So I'd have to have, that's why I need something that kind of works on the iPad. So it goes into that. And then I can send that along with my voice to Brian. You get that whole, feedback loop basically going on when you start to do that. And then I was listening to Mike over at podcasthelpdesk.com. He actually went the route of having 2 sound cards in his PC. So you can basically say, send it out of this one, but go back into that one. And that way you're not having that whole weird feedback loop. And speaking of weird feedback loops, it's time to play the jingle again. And Brian, yes! if you're new to this, 347-850-8007. this is where the audience looks at their watch and goes, oh, you know what? 347-850-8000. If I am going to call, I should probably do it soon. So usually about 20 after, the lines just light up. And which is...
You're going to ask me to give the number, though, and I'm thinking, let's see, 911.
Nah.
Shoot, I can't remember.
411.
Wrong one. Yeah, 411, either way.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your Arrow podcast. Now, how do you... I was thinking about this the other day. How do you do a podcast about a TV show that's not just, well, on this week's episode, you know?
You talking about the recap style?
Yeah. Like, what is your style on a TV show?
Because you know what? I love getting crazy about it.
Okay.
So here's the interesting thing. I did do a Big Bang Theory podcast last year, and my co-host loved the recap style. And I just kind of sat there and like, I don't really know how to respond to this because it was kind of more just telling everybody what just happened. And I'm thinking they just watched it, so that's not working. But no, with Arrow, it's called Arrow Squad. And we've been doing this now for almost 2 years, but Kevin Batchelder actually is my co-host. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him. The podcast overlord is what he goes by. But we get together and we basically just, we've got our notes from the show and then we just start talking about them. You know, it's more like topical kind of content rather than just recapping the episode. And with a show like Arrow, there's so much going on all the time because they're revealing something new to us each week. You know, there's a little bit of the nods to the comics periodically, not as much on Arrow as it is now on Flash. Flash is going very comic book heavy. But it's fun. We just really, it's just discussing what just happened. And then, of course, you've got your little cliffhanger at the end of the episode, too, and speculations, you know. And then we have a lot of our community is always typing stuff into the Facebook groups, you know, and going crazy there and throwing out things and sending us feedback. And so
that's fun. When you're watching the show, are you doing anything like on Twitter or, you know, are you guys kind of meeting online or is it just you all watch separately and then get back together later?
We watch separately. We thought about doing the live thing, but I don't know. I mean, live TV watching is not as in, you know, like I'll get onto the CW site cause they put it up for streaming 3 hours after it broadcasts.
Nice.
And so it's beautiful. Yeah. So I just get on and watch it there and hopefully they're getting stats that yes, there are people watching on your site. I would assume they are.
Yeah.
I just take my notes and go from there. I get pretty crazy and start posting stuff in the Facebook group at that point.
There you go.
But we do have a Facebook group, which has been phenomenal for this community.
Now,
Twitter's good too, but Facebook's been awesome for this.
This sounds weird. Is it public or private?
It's a public group.
Okay. Because I know I've had some people say, if you make it private, like you get more interaction. And I'm like, but because the thought is if you have to jump through a hoop to get to it, that it appears more valuable as opposed to, well, anybody can get in. And I was like, I don't know about that. I'm like, that's one of those where, you know, don't should me kind of thing. I was like, you can do whatever you want. I'm like, I get the concept, but I'm like, you know, if the idea is to get a bunch of like-minded people in one area, why put up a hurdle, you know, unless you're, you know, charging for it or something like that. But, Facebook groups are awesome. I tried a couple different things. I've tried forums. I've tried this and that. And then finally, you know, my audience just said, look, we're kind of already in Facebook. Why not just make a Facebook group? And it's, you know, because everybody's on their phone. That's the other thing. They're getting all the notifications on the phone and they're chiming in. And that just creates a great funnel for future content. I know today, I forget the name of the, there's there's three of them. There's Ringer, there's Cast, and PodClear, I think, is the people I have a discussion with today. And a lot of those I find through my Facebook group because people go, Dave, have you ever heard of this? What are your thoughts? And I'm like, I have no thoughts because I've never heard of it. So you get those like-minded people. I mean, sure, in your case, especially, you know, here you have people who have it is laser focused. We're talking about Arrow. So you found those like-minded people in where, you know, you can just completely geek out on the theory and comparing it to the comic book and things like that. Whereas if you do that in a, you know, whatever, a podcast group where we're talking about high LPR 40s and things of that nature, they're like, what? The who? You know, so, but.
I'll tell you what, when you tap into a built-in audience, it's a lot easier. And, you know, you've got fans out there that are already looking for something to go. You know, we had some comments from listeners because one of the questions we would ask is, why do you listen to a podcast about a TV show kind of thing? And A lot of the response was people in my, quote, real life, you know, surrounding me physically don't enjoy my TV show or whatever it is, and in this case, Arrow. And so it's like I went online to find a community. And I thought, man, you know, in some ways, that's actually solving a pain. You hear that, solve a pain, provide a solution for people. And I'm like, yeah, see, TV show podcasts do that. They provide that community that they wouldn't otherwise have. It's pretty cool.
Well, and like you said, it's you didn't sit there and go, well, I'm going to put out an Arrow podcast and hope they find me. You went and found them. And I think so many people kind of go with that, you know, if I build it, they will come kind of thing. And they will, but you got to hope that somebody over there stumbles across you. And then, you know, whereas if you go over there and of course, I always say go over, join the community and bring value first. I know that's one thing that I would change, that I'm sure somewhere I have episodes where I'm telling people to do an episode zero. And I was just listening to Ask Pat this morning. I kind of pop in and out of that one. That's the one from Pat Flynn. And he was talking about open rates of email, which you're like, what does that have to do with podcasting? But he talked about having an autoresponder. And if you really want people to open up your email, he goes, that first one, that first email, you have to bring the goods so that people are like, wow, that was really good. I'm going to open up every email from that guy and I'm never going to unsubscribe. And I'm like, you know, that theory applies to kind of the episode zero of a podcast. And I had somebody that was saying what they're going to do is they're going to start off their first episode with, here's who I am and here's why I'm doing this podcast. And then they would bring something. And I said, love the idea, vice versa. I said, because when you first start off and you go, hi, I'm Dave Jackson, I'm blah, blah, blah. People are kind of like, who are you? Why do I care? But if you bring them content and they're like, wow, this is awesome. Now they're wondering, who is this guy? And when you say, oh, by the way, I'm Dave Jackson, blah, blah, blah. Then it's like, oh, cool. And it's, I said, I'm not against telling your story because obviously stories are huge. Key point serial, right? But, and everybody loves to hear that stuff. In fact, this week, what I always try to do is mix, and you do a good job of this too. I know when you got hit on your bike, that was like, holy cow, you know, but you sprinkle in little things, of your life throughout. And many times they're right in line with whatever you're talking about. There's a guy that does a podcast called Intro Machine and, his name is escaping me, but it's all about audio editing. And it's weird because he'll say, well, here's how, you know, compression is a little bit like life, you know, and he'll take whatever the subject is. And it's, he gets really philosophical at the end. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. And I love it because it's so, unique. Nobody else is doing that. Yeah. And you were talking about that on your show this week about you have to embrace you. And, I think that's a big key. So, do you know of anybody off the top of your head that you go, I love the way they work stories into the show that's not like just a story like Serial?
You know, well, okay, the first person that came to my mind because this was one of the first podcasts I listened to was Pat Flynn. I think he does well with integrating his personal life. And I've heard that from a lot of people over the last couple of years too, saying that, you know, oh, Pat does a great job just being him and, you know, telling about his story, his family, his life and stuff like that. And so that was the first one that just popped in just because, like I said, he was one of the first shows I listened to.
Yeah.
In podcasting. So and there's a lot that I think do a good job with that.
Yeah. Mike in the chat room has a great point. He says, I do an episode zero because you do need that first episode live. I've had people do that. They want to somehow time release the like, I'm going to get listed on iTunes and then I'm going to publish the show. I'm like, you can't do that. You have to have one episode at least live that people can click on. And Mike is saying, yeah, he'll do like an episode zero, which is what I used to do. Just like, hey, in the future, I'm going to talk about this. And in the future, I'm going to talk about that. The problem is that doesn't bring any value. You know, there's some people like, well, I guess in the future I'll think about coming back in, but right now you're not inspiring me to come back. And Mike says, well, he'll throw something up there just to get the feed going and then delete it. And that's a way to go as well. So,
you know, personal stories draw, and it's amazing because sometimes, I mean, like the bike accident thing, that was just me going, oh man, I just got hit by a car. I don't know what I'm doing here, you know, but I'm going to do a show anyway, you know? And it's amazing how many people really jumped in on that. And I didn't expect that, you know, and then there's been other times where I've shared like that episode 30 I was telling you about where I was kind of all, oh, life sucks. Everything's terrible. You know, not really, it wasn't that bad, but, you know, people really, for some reason gravitated to that personal aspect. And again, I didn't plan for that. I didn't expect that. But I don't know, there's something about that human interest, I think, that we all like when we're listening to a show or watching a TV show or whatever it is, that kind of thing. So it's, yeah, it's worth doing.
Yeah, that's the feedback I got. It's probably been a couple years ago. It was at something in New York. It might have been a new media show. They used to do them on both coasts, and I went to one in New York. And I had a couple people that said, I like the fact that you get to the point. But I also had people say, you need to deviate from the point. Like, it's almost like a new show. Like, we don't know anything about you. And, wow, you're actually pretty cool and at times kind of funny. And you ought to let your freak flag fly sometimes. And I was like, okay. So I started doing that. And now people are, you know, almost like, hey, can you get more to the point?
So this is what you do then. You have two podcasts. You've got one that's, you know, kind of more your deviate from the point, do your thing. And then you've got one that's like 15 minutes of just pure absolute tips, whatever you want to call it, you know?
I actually thought about that. That was one of the things when I did my survey was I said, I'm thinking of doing a one topic podcast about podcasting. Because the thing that drives me nuts is I do roughly an hour long show and it'll have three topics. Great. Now make a headline for that. You know, like make your title of your post is like, you know, whatever, you know, stats, new service, blah, 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 newbie questions. Like, what? That doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. So I've always kind of struggled with that. But I'm like, okay, well, what's the main meat and potatoes? And then that's, so it's, I've always wanted to do that. So I asked my audience, I'm like, would you be interested? And some of them said, no, I hate short shows. That's why I listen to your show. It's like, it's an hour long and they like it and that whole nine yards. So awesome. Yeah. I see in the chat room, Eric K. Johnson is a great at interviewing stories. Yeah. He's, I talked to Eric. Eric, if you're not familiar, we do the podcast review show. Speaking of open lines, there's we have nobody to review at this point. So if you want to get some unbiased opinion on your show, we basically rip it apart. We shouldn't say rip it apart. We look at it, and we look at it from a technical side and a as well as a content side and just kind of, you know, because mom's going to tell you it's great. That's the bad news. You know, she's going to, oh, honey, that's the best show ever. So, but I told him, I said, people keep asking me, where's the book? Like, where's the book on interviewing? I want to do an interview podcast. And there are a couple out there, but not really that fit our kind of niche. You know, they're a little broad and they go in all sorts of areas. I've read a couple. I told Eric, I said, man, because this is a guy that's been in radio for 30 years. He's interviewed like top names. And at Podcast Movement, he just kept dropping names. I'm like, okay, I hate you. You know, it's like, yeah, the one time I was talking to, you know, Ted Nugent, I'm like, what? Oh, I hate you. And he's actually, I think, going to come up with a course on how to do interviews. And I'm like, there you go. Because I told him to write the book because I think I'm going to make a course easier. Because here again, podcasters don't like to write. We like to talk.
I'm with you.
So,
you know, so one of my friends was talking about this one and he's like, why don't you just dictate it into your computer?
Yep.
Let it write itself and then go back and edit. And I thought, oh, yeah. So maybe I'll have a book coming out.
That would be cool. And remember I said my audience waits till the last about 20 after they'll start calling in? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here they come. Ending.
Yay!
Ending in 7825. You're on with Dave and Brian. What's your name and what's your question?
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Just sitting on the side of the road so I can talk to you. So
awesome.
Hey.
well, who are we talking to first?
Excuse me. Oh, Michael Ray. Sorry, CryerFlyer.com.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I listened to, man, I can't think of the fellow you got here, Brian, the real Brian.
Yes.
I was listening to his show, and I heard his first one, and he didn't have his pod, he didn't have his website ready yet, he didn't have this and that, but he just said, hey, we're going to, you know, do what we do, and, you know, do what we do, you know, so. I thought that kind of was pretty cool because that kind of helped me because I'm kind of, you know, getting started and all that. And then I remember also, you was getting, booed at a concert somewhere. You was in a latex suit or something. It was raining. I remember some of that. And, I tried to catch you and you kept popping up. But anyway, you know, so it was just going along and you're right. You're absolutely right with your analysis there. It's just absolutely fun, you know, rocking it. And and that's the way I like to be. I like it all to be fun and goofy. And so, But I also had a question for you. I got my first, you know, that call across the pond there.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to figure out, yeah, that was, and I'll tell you what, that Skype, I don't know, I used it a while back, but it was so crystal clear. It was better than my cell phone. I mean, it was really, really good, you know?
It is amazing when you're talking to somebody across the pond and it just sounds like they're next door.
Yeah.
It's like, man, the world gets real small real quick. You're like, holy cow. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really crystal clear. And my brother-in-law is who I was talking to across there, you know, that, John, but, I said, well, it's better than a cell phone call because now I can sit there and punch in something in here and you can go to this website, like the Music Creative, you know, you can go there, you can look at that while we're doing this and you can do, I mean, I'm a multitasking fool, so I can kind of do everything, you know, but, I do have a question for you, fine gentlemen.
All right.
So I got the board. I got the Skype running through. I can do a recorder and all that stuff. How do I do like where I can have a phone number? They call that phone number and it comes in there. Is it going to be another? Is it going to be like Google Voice? Is it going to be? I got Magic Jack.
Right.
I don't know if I can pipe that in there or what.
It gets tricky. Now, you're already talking to somebody on Skype. Is that what you're saying? So you got a person on Skype, and now you want to take phone calls.
Right.
Okay, because the fun part
is... Right, I want to take phone calls. So.
Here's the easy way to do it. You can get a cable that plugs into the bottom of your phone, like your smartphone, and you can just plug it right into the mixer. And then what you do is you talk into the microphone so your audience can hear you. And on the other ear, you've got, you know, the phone. So the person can hear you over the phone. That's the easiest way. And then that audio goes into your mixer. And then your voice and the phone go into Skype so the person on Skype can hear you. Now, the bad news is the person on Skype can't get to the person on the mixer. So actually that would work if you didn't have the person on Skype. So if you just want to take phone calls, that's an easy way to do it. Now, this is where the more people you add, the more crazy it gets. So what I do right now is let me unpin it here. I have this cute little iRig, and I know you can't see it. I have this little iRig gizmo that basically plugs into the mixer, and it goes into my iPhone so that now I can send. Now, this is where you need a little more beefier of a mixer. I can send an auxiliary out. So in this case, I'm sending, let's see, to you, I'm sending both myself and Brian to the phone. And so that way Brian can talk to you. So Brian, feel free to talk to Michael.
Yeah. And no, I love that. Hello there.
Yes. So
it's
he can.
Cool, this all
hello,
works.
How you doing?
Yeah. So that's, but in the process of doing that, I needed an auxiliary out. And when I did this show, I actually had to go buy a different mixer because I had to have two auxiliary outs, one to send the phone and myself and the music to Brian, but not send Brian's voice. So that's one mix. And then send Brian, myself, and the music to the phone, but don't send the phone to, you know, you have to, they call those mix minuses where it's everything, but
right.
So right now I'm running two mix minuses, which is why my hair is gray. It's not a lot of fun. And the more you do that, it just takes a little practice. So, you know, that's where having a co-host actually kind of throws it makes it trickier. 'Cause now you've got to send the phone to the person and the person to the phone. And you need, you know, kind of a beefier mixer. Whereas if it's just you taking phone calls, if you just want to be Rush Limbaugh, man, piece of cake. Get your cell phone, plug it into the board, and talk into both the mic and the PC at the same time. That makes life a whole lot easier. But it is tricky.
I thought maybe – go ahead.
No, go ahead. And then there's
– I thought maybe that I could get a Skype phone number, and I didn't know if that would solve the problem or not.
Great question.
Yeah, couldn't you add them to a call if you're already on a call with someone else? Rings in and you just add the call?
Yeah, that's another way to do that. This is what Ice-T and Jillian Michaels do. On their Facebook page, they're like, we're doing a podcast this Wednesday. Here's an email address. If you're going to be available at this time, send us your phone number. And then they actually call them via Skype, I think, is how they're doing that. They just dial to that person's phone number via Skype.
Yeah, because Skype, you can also get your own phone number. It's like $5 a month to have your own phone number. I don't know if it's local or not or so.
Yeah.
So you spend like $10 a month or something. I thought, well, maybe if you had like 1-800-COME-TOW-ME or whatever the number may be, they call that. They're calling you on Skype, and then you already got just Skype, you know, up and running. I thought maybe that might work that way, you know.
Yeah, I would have to test that, because if you're on Skype and you get a phone call, I'm assuming there's a way that you could say, add this call coming in to the current Skype. You know, is this something where you want to take calls from the audience?
Yeah, I actually just, like I said, I'm ADHD. I'm all over the place. I'm always trying to think 15 steps ahead. Right now, I know I can Skype with somebody, and I can, right now I'm on Skype. I'm going to Skype with John there, and we're going to kind of go back and forth and record it, and we're just going to have fun. We're going to do some voices. We're going to do this and that until we kind of figure out a way, kind of like what Brian's doing, you know, figure out his way and go on. But eventually, I want to try to get it to where, hey, you know, call us here, blah, blah, blah. But then I see if I have to have – I got the same mixer that Jim Collinson has.
Mm-hmm.
I have an aux out, I think. So, and that's – that's kind of in the future. Right now, I'm sad. I'm just, you don't know how happy I am to be able to Skype back and forth and record it. I was up. We got done with that Central Time about 9 o'clock. I didn't go to sleep till 2:30, and normally I wake up 2:30 to go to work. So
wow.
I was up almost 24 hours straight, and I kept messing with that thing and messing with it. And I finally got it, and I was just like, you know, I gotta go to bed.
So, yeah. Well, keep in mind, the more you add, the more like hurdles you have to jump through to, you know, I always tell people, like, you're just starting out. I'm like, I wouldn't throw live into the mix yet. Let's get our feet wet, creating content, getting Skype down. And, you know, I mean, when we first started off this show, it wasn't video, you know, it was just myself basically and a call-in number. And then Jim listened and said, you know, have you ever thought of having a co-host? And I'm like, you know, I've never had a co-host. Let's do that. And so Jim came on board, and then I was like, maybe we should do video. And then somewhere in there, we threw in the phone number. And every time I add that, I've got to add some sort of, you know, thing to do this. And then if you remember, I used to try to start Skype, or I used to try to start, you know, Mixler and Spreaker and at the same time. And I just finally gave up. And that's why you'll hear some of the recordings where I'm like, welcome to the pre-show, because you can't start five things at one time unless I draw or grow a couple more you know, arms or something like that. So it's a little tricky. And Mike, I have a quandrum I need to discuss here. Can I do something that might embarrass you, but I want to do it because I love you and I don't want you to embarrass yourself? Is that okay?
Dude, you can embarrass me and it don't bother. I got the thickest skin. I got thicker skin than you can imagine.
All right.
So hit me.
You're somewhat butchering Jim's last name. It's Collison. And I wouldn't want.
Oh yeah, you know I do that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's not a big deal, and I know Jim doesn't care. I just don't want you to keep calling him whatever you were calling him, and I'm like, you know, I'm just going to stop you here, because if I was in your shoes, I would want somebody to go, hey, Dave, it's not whatever it is you're saying, so.
Yeah, I butcher. My wife actually homeschooled kids for the longest time, and now they're in school and all this, and I said, well, you know, while you're out and about, I can help them with the English. She goes, you do not. Get near my children with the way you speak, because I was raised in Missouri and Louisiana and all that stuff, and everything in Nebraska is where I moved to in 82, and I say Warsh instead of Wash.
That's,
you know,
right.
And I just can't, you know.
Do you,
I
say,
mean, and it's like me and John Paul.
Do you say sandwich? That's another fun one I hear people
say. I say sandwich.
Yes.
I say yeah. Sandwich.
Yes. There you go.
Know, some
do you
people say
Kansas instead of Arkansas?
Sandwich, I don't know. But.
That's all right.
But, you know, when you're down in Louisiana, Louisiana is a whole other, you know, they, when they talk, it's just kind of like if they kind of forget something, they say, you know, and the French, you know, down there, they really start going off. But when me and John Paul was talking about we're going to do the Skype across the water here, His daughter, they speak fluent German, and they speak French, and they speak Czech. So I told him, I said, well, why don't we do some kind of little show where I say, ich möchte eine Bier bitte, which means I need a beer, please, or something like that. And then you get French in there, and then you get these kids talk. I mean, I don't know how that would work, but it would be kind of funny with some different languages. And then it also would, you know, I mean, because right there in Germany, you got France there, Belgium, Luxembourg, Austria. You got all these different countries. It may kind of, you know, it would be fun, I would think, you know.
But. Yeah. What are you using to record Skype?
Oh, I'm using a
portable recorder.
Portable recorder thing. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So it goes in there to a decently high quality, you know, which I, you know, the photographer in me says, hey, you know, like I told John Paul, I said, you know, when you record something, make sure you record it in the best quality you possibly can. Yep. Have that backup little recorder, because that way, in case everything goes to heck in a handbasket, you got the best possible recording. And like when I take pictures with my Nikon, I'll take them in a raw file, which is like 4 megs versus a JPEG, which when I get the raw file, then I can manipulate that file. I can adjust the temperature, all that stuff. With a JPEG, you're kind of stuck. So what we do is recorded in Audacity and Wave, and come back out and save it on his computer as a Wave, and he can save it in Dropbox as a MP3. That way, when he ships it out, it's a lot, you know. I mean, nobody outside that realm is going to manipulate it. So he's did everything he could to it. But he does all this stuff with just his humming and his voice, no instruments or nothing. And last night he was laying down 18 layers in Audacity, which he's like a 2-year-old. And that's what it leads me to why I like Brian's show too, because when he was, and not saying Brian's 2-year-old, but you know, he was having fun. He was learning as he was going. And that's what I want to do. I want to kind of get on there and learn as I go. When I make mistakes, I got the thickest skin you'll ever, you know, you can make fun of me. As a matter of fact, I'm 6'5" with clown feet. I understand that, you know. So I just want to have a lot of fun, because that's my life. I like, you know, I'm ADHD. I'm gifted like a son of a gun, but I'm also distracted. Next little shiny object comes along, I'm, whoo.
That's right.
Cute, you know.
Awesome.
You know, but it's all a learning process, but it's just, and anybody that has, and the best thing about the podcasting, anybody that has, if you're in a wheelchair and you can't move, you can't go out and do this and that, you can podcast. You can, and it doesn't take that much. Like John Paul, he's got his laptop. Matter of fact, he's using his iPhone. I got his iPhone set up with an adapter that he can use the AR2100 in it, and he can use Boss Jock, and he can use things. He's got maybe $150 in it, maybe.
Yeah, there was we had a caller last week that had cerebral palsy, and he said this is the way he gets out in the world. And he's
well, look at me. You know, I'll be talking to somebody in Berlin, and I guarantee you that's going to get out to Czechoslovakia, because I think they got some family in Czechoslovakia and France and all that. And it can almost be converted into French. Somebody could, my niece, she speaks good French and German. I mean, they speak German and English, like they can turn it on and off like a switch, and it's no big deal, you know.
Yeah.
Me, I'm still working on English, you know.
Well, that's one of the things that really got me addicted to podcasting, is I had put out my first couple episodes, and the first piece of voicemail I got back was from Michael Van Laar from Nuremberg, Germany. And I went, wait a minute, it's me in the basement next to the water heater, and there's a dude in Germany listening to my stuff. And that's when I went, oh, it is so on at this point. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome. Any other questions we can...
I want to thank Brian there for doing his stuff. He's doing a good job. So it was pretty interesting, pretty much fun. So
that's it.
I've been listening to him on, you know, as I go along. So, but
ProfitCastUniverse.com. Check him out.
Appreciate it, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun. You know, it's just that rock star thing. What was it, mariachi band? That guy was on that stage. He was doing a mariachi band or something. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway.
All right,
I'm
Michael.
Everywhere, so.
Well, have a good weekend,
okay,
buddy.
We got to get to Michigan.
All right, we'll see you.
We'll see you later.
Yes.
Have fun. Good drive.
See you, Brian.
Yeah, the story is I played in a blues swing band, and for whatever reason, they had us open up for Blue Oyster Cult. And we got booed off the stage because it was raining. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, so I'm sure you have do you have any Tales from the Road as a musician? That were fun.
you know, I never did any of the road stuff, but, you know, I never got booed off the stage, if you can believe that. Because I think every musician needs to get booed off the stage once in their life. But, man, it's not fun to go through. But, no, you know, I've got a lot of funny stories, but I don't know. I'd have to think about them.
None that we can say. Yeah. No, we played one set. You know, we opened up. We're playing, and I was, and they were already kind of like, you know, get off the stage. I want to hear, you know, Don't Fear the Reaper kind of thing. But they tolerated us. And then they, we get done, and I'm like, all right, cool. And I start tearing down. And they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, you're just taking a break. You're going to do another set. And then they come out. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be. And sure enough, we come up for the second set, like halfway through the first song, it starts raining. And so now I have an audience that really doesn't want to hear me anyway. And now they're standing in the rain. They're like, yeah, get off the stage.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
Yeah, I tell you what, I love performing though on stage.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because I know some people are just deathly afraid of that, but there's just some kind of insane thrill about getting up in front of thousands of people and performing on the piano.
Well, and that
you know, with a band.
Yeah. And to me, that's where the fun comes into play, right? When I see a band having fun on stage, I'm like, that's contagious. You know, if we go back to the fact that I love the fact that you have fun in your podcast and that energy, and that's contagious. So if you want your audience to interact with you, you better interact with them. I think David Lee Roth said, you know, the reason that Van Halen concerts are so great is, you know, all the energy that those guys used to put out on stage. He goes, that's contagious. So if you're, you know, I don't know if I complete. I don't think that's 100% thing, because otherwise NPR shows would all be like, you know, all right, great. I really love that show. It's awesome. You know,
but, it's 10 past the hour. And it's 25 degrees outside. Thank you for joining us today. I interviewed for an NPR job once.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. They're like, you're a little too energetic for this style.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. And so, yeah, I actually got offered the job anyway, but after the stuff I was told I would have to do, I kind of went, I don't think I'm going to be a good fit for you guys.
Yeah.
You'll fire me tomorrow.
There you go. Well, Brian, thanks so much for being here. Everybody find Brian.
Thanks, man.
Find him over at prophetcastuniverse.com. And where's your Arrow show at?
Arrowsquad.com.
There you go. Easy to spell, easy to remember. A good name. You can find us here every Saturday, askthepodcastcoach.com/live. You can find me at schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code ASK20, and that will save you on your first month at the School of Podcasting. And Jim will be back from assignment. We'll find out what the heck. He's actually doing his whole teaching intern thing, and he couldn't get out of it. So, but Brian, thank you so much for filling in.
I thought you could say something about him being on some kind of a secret mission, you know, for the government or whatever, but
there you go. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks, man.
Yep.